maturity assessment tools. In order to successfully transform a supply chain, it is important to have an accurate understanding of where your organization stands with regard to current functionality compared to the targeted endpoint for the transformation. Maturity assessments identify multiple levels or stages of performance that an organization may be currently located in for whatever criteria or categories it includes. An organization may be at different levels from category to category. Recall the maturity stages discussed elsewhere in these materials. Stage 1, multiple dysfunction. Stage 2, semi-functional enterprise. Stage 3, integrated enterprise. Stage 4, extended enterprise. Stage 5, orchestrated supply chain. There are a variety of other maturity assessments that an organization may choose to use with varying scopes and purposes. All of the Big Five consulting firms have their own quantitative maturity assessments. For example, PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, has a maturity model that accompanies its Scoremark benchmarking service. In another example, the Deloitte TM Forum model takes a broad view of maturity, examining the organization's maturity across five dimensions: customer, strategy, technology, operations, organization, and culture. There are also models for maturity in specific areas. If working to improve healthcare supply chains, one can leverage the ASCM Global Health Supply Chain, GHSC initiative, which includes a self-assessment and tools to identify meaningful low-cost supply chain improvements. See www.a-s-c-m-gest.org. If working on demand-driven material requirements planning, DDMRP, or its broader processes, one might use the Demand-Driven Institute's Adaptive Enterprise Model Development Path. If working on a big data initiative, an analytics maturity assessment may focus on how the organization identifies and analyzes big data. At the low maturity end of the spectrum, the organization may currently simply have an understanding of what data it wants to use. On the high maturity end, it may be feeding data to artificial intelligence and machine learning initiatives. Digital Capabilities Model, DCM, for Supply Networks. The Digital Capabilities Model, DCM, for Supply Networks was introduced elsewhere in these materials because this model features a network of advanced industry 4.0 digital capabilities and their input-output relationships. It can be used by organizations to assess their supply chain maturity relative to the fifth supply chain maturity level, the orchestrated supply chain. From this larger set of potential capabilities, organizations should prioritize various capabilities as needed to fit their strategy or address gaps. Deloitte, in Deloitte's Digital Capabilities Model for Supply Networks, shares a series of questions to use to create a roadmap, which can then be synthesized, piloted, and implemented. What is our winning aspiration? Where will we play? How will we win? What capabilities must we have? What elements do we need?